Happy Thursday to you all. It's Golf Thursday here at Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Welcome in on this sports talk. I'm Scott Beatty. Marcus Jackson here as well. We're with you till 6 o'clock. Glad to be out here with the folks at Stone Creek Golf Course. We are particularly in Addie's Bar and Grill. And I've been enjoying the atmosphere here so far. Marcus, you arrived just a few minutes ago, and it seems like you are enjoying it as well.
I am. Yeah, I've got a nice cold beverage here and air conditioned in here, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I was out. Actually, I went out for 15 minutes to hit some balls out here and came back in drenched. It's not that hot out, but it's pretty humid. There are a number of golfers out here, though, that are having a good time, it looks like, and humidity is not deterring them. You got to get your golf in.
You got your shoes on. You're ready to go.
Yeah, look, I still have my cleats on. It did not help. I just want you to know.
Let's go play a little bit after this, see what you got.
But, yeah, I've got a couple of, let's call them outings up in my near future, so I'm trying to get tuned up. But there was a big tree in the way and out there in the golf on the driving range. It really
that wide open range. There's a tree in your way.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's a problem here with the range. Some of the balls that I hit go sharply to the left, and so I don't know. We will talk with Becky Beach, who's a head pro here, in just a moment, and find out why that might be happening and what she can do to fix it, among other good things that are going on here at Stone Creek Golf Course. But first things first, we get to today's headlines of the day. The Cubs and White Sox will wrap up the Crosstown Classic. Is there a name for the cup?
The Crosstown Cup.
The Crosstown Cup.
I think it's sponsored by BP, maybe, so it's BP Cup, maybe.
Okay. It's been owned, or it's been in possession of the White Sox.
Yeah, if we win tonight, we retain the cup because we've had it for the last 3 years. The last time the White Sox won the series, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and they've split the past couple of seasons, so the White Sox keep the cup. So if we can win tonight, it remains ours, and we've at least got something going for us on the south side.
Yeah. Cubs won the World Series last year, but the White Sox retained the cup.
Some things are more important than others, and Crosstown Cup, I feel like, is a big deal right now, so I'm going to hang my hat on that.
That's about all that's a big deal, because the White Sox possess the worst record in the American League. And
so they're tanking for beer, is what it is. Seth Beer is going to be the number one pick in the draft next year, and he's an unbelievable hitter. So if we can hang on to that and get the number one pick next year, and we get Seth Beer.
Fire sales also continued today. Lefty reliever Dan Jennings shipped off to Tampa Bay in exchange for minor league first baseman Casey Gillespie. Is he related to Connor?
It's Connor's little brother.
Okay.
He's called him Coner. His name's spelled like Coner.
That's right. There's only one N in Connor Gillespie. But Casey, a first baseman, my first thought of this, I don't know much about Casey Gillespie. My first thought was, I thought the first base position was kind of wrapped up for the White Sox.
Yeah, but you need depth, and you can always move those guys to the outfield if you need it there, or a DH here and there, and you just kind of see what you got, and you don't know where Abreu is going to be here in a few years. Maybe he turns into just a DH only or something like that. But it's the concerning thing, I guess, is he's kind of dropping right now in the rankings. He started the season as their number 5 prospect, and he's down to number 10 right now. So maybe they feel
that's
like
because they've been acquiring other really good prospects.
Right? No, I'm talking about Gillespie.
In the
Rays organization,
oh, yes.
He's dropped in their organization. So maybe a change of scenery gets him going, gets him fired up a little bit again. But you can never have too many at any one position. You just kind of build what you got and then hope for the best as you go forward.
Dan Jennings, pretty effective reliever, 48 appearances for the Southsiders, 3-1, 3.45 ERA. He'll join up on the Rays as they play New York tonight. So Cubs and White Sox, John Lester against Mike Pelfrey with Bragan rights on the line. Meanwhile, Cardinals starting a fairly important series against Arizona tonight. Arizona 15 over 500. Cardinals just a game under 500. So if they handle things well this weekend at Busch Stadium, could end up above sea level. It'll be Zach Godley against Luke Weaver. Weaver making his first start of the season. A bit of history out on the East Coast today in Washington, D.C., which is at sea level, but the Washington Nationals hit 8 home runs. They hit 4 consecutive home runs in the third inning and then hit 5 total. Both of those events tie major league records. And which do you think would be the, out of these three things, would be the most rarest, I guess?
Most rare.
Most rare. Rarest. Okay, you're the writer. Which would be the rarest? 4 consecutive home runs in an inning by a team back to back to back to back, unassisted triple play, or a perfect game?
Unassisted triple play.
You're not right. It is indeed four consecutive home runs in an inning. Mm-hmm. It is only the eighth time in Major League history that it's happened. Here's what happened in that inning. Max Scherzer led off with a walk, starting pitcher for the Nationals. That's usually a good way to start a bad inning. Mm-hmm. This is all against Michael Blazek from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hall Carrollson will tell you 76% of the time, the leadoff walk scores.
I don't think that's true at all.
He says it every single time it happens, though.
Yeah. Brian, there's a lot of things that Hawk Harrelson says that are not true 76% of the time when he says something. It's not true, I can tell you that. Then Brian Goodwin hit a two-run home run. Then Wilmer Defoe hit a home run, two in a row. Then Bryce Harper hit a home run, three in a row. This prompted a mound visit. At that point, mound visit over, and Blazek continues to pitch, and Ryan Zimmerman hits a home run. Daniel Murphy comes up and flies out to center. Then Anthony Rendon hits a home run. At this point, the Nationals believe it's time for a pitching change.
The Brewers.
At this point, the Brewers. I'm all mess here. At this point, the Brewers feel it's time for a pitching change. It wasn't after the third home run in the mound visit.
Let a guy give up four and then say, okay, well, it was only the second inning, wasn't it? So I mean,
it was the third inning.
Third inning, so yeah, he's got to wear it a little bit. You can't text your bullpen like that. I mean, these guys are in a bit of a race, too.
Five home runs total in that inning, eight overall in the game. They scored seven in that inning. For the record, eight times now, four consecutive home runs hit, 15 unassisted triple plays in Major League history, 23 perfect games. Michael Blazek. First career start.
See, here's the thing. The reason I didn't anticipate the four homers in a row being the rarest of feats is because I come from a place where the NCAA record for five consecutive home runs is held in a place called Charleston, Illinois, at Eastern Illinois University. Hold the record for five consecutive home runs hit in an inning. So I thought that four was just no big deal.
Were you a part of that?
I wasn't. It was before I got there. It was in 98 or 99, I think they did it.
I did not know that that's...
Yeah.
Right down the road
and they
in
did
Charleston.
It, and they did it off John Roush, who was a former, who was a big league pitcher, played for the White Sox.
So I could see, if you figure if it could be done there, then.
Exactly, yeah. We just set the bar really high down in Charleston and get things done.
All right. Well, that's just some of what's going on in the headlines today. We are at Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Becky Beach is the head pro here and will join us in just a moment. Mike Small from... U of I golf team as well is scheduled to join us as well, and we'll meander our way here through a Thursday as we get geared up for the late summer. Becky's going to go ahead and get those headsets on. Welcome to the...
She doesn't know what she's doing, she says.
Becky, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on with us.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Marcus.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
This is no harder than just sinking a 25-foot putt.
It's those 3 foot left to riders that are the hard part. 25-foot putts you don't expect to make too often.
You're kind of new to Stone Creek working here, but you're not new to golf. You're not new to this community either. How have you enjoyed your time here so far?
Oh, it's been great. We have a great team. Tom Simoniak's leading us, and Perry Green's a great superintendent. We just hired a new food and beverage manager, Tim East. And, of course, my right-hand guy is Derek Roth in the pro shop. So we're doing good. Can't believe it's almost August.
It is, and I saw a number of young people out here today. What was the event?
It was the prep tour event. They traveled through the state all summer long. We had about 54 golfers. I think one of them shot a 70.
Nice.
And they went up a little higher than that, but 70 was low.
How old are these kids?
They were from 8 years old all the way up to 17.
Nice. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, actually, they had some Parkland. They had a college Division II. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you spend most of your days?
I start about 5 in the morning, pull out some carts, then get ready for the golfers. You know, Marcus, there's a lot more to carts to pull out here than at Lincolnshire.
I hear that.
At Lincolnshire,
yeah.
There was 6, and now we're up to pulling out 40.
Yeah, so. People have their own carts out at Lincolnshire.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Easier.
Yeah.
You two have a bit of history. What's the worst part of Marcus's game?
The guys he plays with.
I think that would be about right.
That's
yeah.
About right. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. So you start at 5 a.m. Are you obviously, as a pro, you give lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you get to spend most of your time working with customers? Or are you managing the course?
It just depends what's going on. In June, we had a bunch of outings, so I was getting ready for those all the time and then trying to filter in a few lessons. We have you know, a men's league on Monday nights and Thursday nights and a ladies' league on Wednesday nights. So it's pretty fluid.
I actually lived not too far from here in Urbana before we moved to another part of the area a few years ago. And for a long time, I had a perception that Stone Creek must be, you know, very elite golf course in terms of, you know, it's because of the homes that are around it. But when I started looking into it, it's a pretty reasonable fee to be out here. And I think it's a gem of a course. I'm a terrible player, and there's all kinds of things that trip me up out here. But I think for the golfers that really like a challenge, there's two things that I like. It's pretty, and I think there's a variety of kinds of holes.
Oh, yeah. You never get tired of playing it. Mr. Atkins, when his vision was to have an upscale public course that it be available to everybody and to host a lot of great tournaments. So he made it fair for everybody, but it's also tournament-worthy, too.
You see some rolling bumps out here, some water hazards, a couple of places where there's some challenging rough as well. How would you describe the course overall?
Oh, it's a links course. We have four sets of tees, so it's all fair for everybody. There's some trail we can get into. But Marcus would probably shoot about 65 here.
on the front.
I'd go on the first six. That's about where I would be. No, I've enjoyed it, and I've taken advantage before the twilight golfing, mm-hmm. and it's just a nice setting because of the links. If you catch the sun at the right time, it's just a pretty setting.
And as a golf pro, you see a lot of sunrises and sunsets the same day. So.
Yeah.
It's really pretty, yeah.
Anything particularly new this year out on the course or something that stands out to you when you came over here?
Yeah, not this year. We are planning on doing some upgrades this fall.
Anything you can tease us with?
Well, Perry could probably tell you a little better, but we're going to try to cut some of the mowing acreage out, so we're going to be getting the fairways a little bit narrower, but they'll still be fair. First cut of rough. And
one thing when I was watching some at the Open, but I was noticing it more in the British. Some of the guys that would get into the rough, it didn't seem to matter. They were making great shots out of that first cut, the second cut, and almost made me wonder. You know, is there a key to that? I mean, how are they so good out of the rough if the fairway's supposed to be such an advantage?
Yeah, and it all just depends on the lie. They're probably taking a lofted club. Of course, you all saw what Jordan Spieth did.
Yeah.
Making the rules work for him.
It took a while.
Taking that unplayable. It only took, 30 minutes?
Yeah,
or 25,
that's it.
But, yeah. You know, they've been in those positions so many times, they know what to do with it. And just the main thing is getting it back out and play. Taking a club and get it back out and play.
Well, somebody advised me that when you get in that situation is take the easiest shot possible to just get back into the middle of the fairway. Don't try to be a hero. But are there things that work better than that don't in that situation?
No, I just think you got to get the most lofted club you can and just get it back out and just take your medicine. Yeah, you're trying to avoid the sevens and the eights and the nines. Bogeys and double bogeys you can handle.
Talking with Becky Beach, she's the pro here at Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana, and it's a Golf Thursday coming up. We'll talk with Mike Small, who is here, head coach at UI Men's Golf, and we'll get Tom on here as well, the general manager.
Becky, you mentioned you had the junior event this morning with a bunch of kids out here. There's some other kids out here working on their games right now. You got a bunch of, looks like a men's league or something going on here tonight. What all do you guys have going on out here throughout the course of the season?
That's it. Well, like I said, we had the men's leagues on Mondays and Thursdays, ladies' leagues on Thursdays, Wednesdays, I'm sure. I'm sorry. And we have a PGA junior camp coming up August 7th through 11th. We'll have kids 6 to 14 doing a half-day camp, which is just instruction. And then the full-day camp is with the older kids, and they'll be here. They'll take the three-hour instruction, then we'll have them out on the golf course, teach them a little course management, and try to show them how to make a 3 foot left, right putt.
it seems like over the past couple of years, too, the Stone Creek Open, I think that's coming up late at night. See, that's become kind of a bigger event on the golf calendar, a good championship event for some of the better golfers around here.
Yes, and it's right after the Twin Cities, so everybody's sort of tournament ready. So sort of back-to-back, it's the 5th and 6th, and have a first day of qualifying on Saturday the 5th, and then we fly them after that. So it'll be a good tournament.
Are there slots still available for the junior open, instruction you just talked about, and the open?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just go through pjjuniorgolfcamps.com. We don't really sign them up. They just go through that, and then they'll all show up on August 7th.
All right.
One of the conversations about golf here in recent years is people are always saying golf's dying and things of that nature, but you had your junior event out here today. There's some kids out here playing right now. Do you feel like it's stagnant, it's dropping off, it's growing? Is there any sense of where golf is right now?
We are trying to grow it. It's just, you know, like everybody says, there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. But when I grew up, I played everything. I played every sport there was, so I don't see that as sort of an excuse. I just think if you want to play golf, you make time for it. So that's one of my main goals taking this job is getting the juniors to come out more.
Mm-hmm. Is it are you think it's a time issue mainly, or is it golf is seen as an expensive sport?
I think it's a time issue, and it sort of depends on what your parents. If your parents don't play, then you're probably not going to play. They grew up playing baseball and stuff or another sport, they're probably going to head more towards that. But it's expensive, but there's some golf companies now that make junior clubs that you get your first set when you're 7, and then you sort of they fix them as you go, so you only pay like $75 if you want to keep if you want to keep with the same company. And so it's not quite as expensive as it used to be.
Yeah, they kind of hooked you in. Do you help folks find clubs yourself?
Yeah, Derek does most of the fitting here.
Yeah,
the golf clubs. Yeah,
and
I know just enough to get in trouble.
Do you get a chance to go out and play much yourself?
I play a lot in April and May and September and October. Not too much in the gut part of the season. I'm getting ready to play in the Pickle Open, of course, in August, and then the U of I women's golf team outing.
Yeah,
I'll play in that.
Yeah. Well, it's a great setting out here, great public course, Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Becky, we appreciate a little bit of your time. And if folks want to get in touch with you for lessons or anything else, what should they do? What's the best way?
Yeah, just give us a call. Our pro shop number is 367-3000 for tee times or lessons, or if they want to set up outings, anything they want to do, we can help them out. Still have some open dates.
All right, Becky. We'll I'll see if your boss wants to put you on here before our time's up again and put you through the ringer again, or if we'll get him on ourselves.
I might be calling you soon for some lessons, too.
You don't need them.
Yeah, I do. You just don't know.
The ball's just sitting there.
It is.
Just you need somebody to throw it at me.
Yeah, I'll be good.
And like I said, I was out on the range here a little while ago. There is a problem out there where some of the balls go completely to the left. You know, so
those trees are way over there.
I know. So you got to do something about that. When I hit it, it goes left.
Try to hit to the center field instead of left field.
Okay. I'll try that next time. That always works, right?
Okay. Thanks, Becky.
Right, Becky thanks, Beach. Mike Small is here. He's head coach of the U of I men's golf team. He's been having an active summer. We'll check in with him when we come back. We're off and running Sports Talk on a Golf Thursday.
You ever hear a person say, he's a good guy? Well, of course you have. But what makes someone a good guy? Maybe he's a guy you can count on, or a guy who gives it to you straight. Like my guy at Tire Barn. He's never afraid to let you know it's time for service or new tires. Of course, he always has great deals, like rebates up to $200 on 4 select Goodyear tires, and a free alignment check and nitrogen inflation with every purchase. Because a good guy wouldn't let you drive around with worn tires and wheels out of alignment. Tire Barn. We're your guy.
If you're building or remodeling, before you decide on windows and doors, visit the Pella Window Showroom in Champaign. You can see a wide range of Pella products made of vinyl, fiberglass, or aluminum-clad wood, and visit with a window and door specialist who can help you find the right one to fit your home and budget. Don't settle for less than the value of Pella products and the service at the Pella Window Showroom. That's the Pella Window Showroom, 1001 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday.
Fans, get your officially licensed Illini gear and souvenirs at the Illini Union Bookstore. The official University of Illinois bookstore will dress you in the best orange and blue for game days and offers a wide selection of Illini gifts and best-selling novels. Stop by today at the corner of Wright and Daniel in the heart of campus town. Open every day early and closing late. And if you prefer to do your shopping online, the Illini Union Bookstore is open 24/7 at bookstore.illinois.edu. Apparel, gifts, souvenirs, and more. Check it out, bookstore.illinois.edu. And go Illini!
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies ask, what's your salary? At Northwestern Mutual, we ask, what's your story? We know building the right financial plan requires more than money. That's why we start by asking the right questions, listening to what matters most to you, then guide you every step of the way to help you make sure the future you imagine becomes a future you achieve. Plan your financial story with Northwestern Mutual. Contact us at 217-351-9000. At Northwestern Mutual, we help you live life differently. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, I'd be a nervous wreck if my daughter just got her license.
You know, Liberty Mutual actually helped me relax a little bit.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, with roadside assistance, Liberty Mutual is there to make sure she won't get stranded. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Sounds better than the alternative.
Which is?
Keeping her home until she's 30.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
ESS Clean is Central Illinois' leading provider of janitorial services. ESS is growing and we're looking for reliable people to join our team. Lorianne is here to tell us more.
We care about our team and our customers. We have comprehensive training, safe cleaning products, set schedules, and no weekends.
What about benefits?
We offer paid time off, bonuses, growth opportunities, college scholarships, and more.
Thanks, Lorianne. ESS has offices in Urbana, Bloomington, Decatur, and Effingham. Apply now at ESSClean.com. That's ESSClean.com.
Hi again, everyone. This is Jim Turpin. Joining for 10 to 12 on Friday, we'll have an open line at 9, and then Dale Morrissey and Todd Lindsay will talk to us about Larry Beer.
Sports Talk, it's a Golf Thursday. We're live at Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Scott Beatty and Marcus Jackson with you. So pleased to have the head coach of the U of I men's golf team, Mike Small, with us. You're familiar with this place a little bit, right? You guys play out here much?
We do, Scott. This is technically our home golf course, and the staff is great. It's been great to us since I've been coaching. 17 years we've been out here, and they welcome us. The course is great. It's always in great shape. Perry does a great job out here, and it's fun to come out.
I don't know why you'd ever leave your practice facility, how immaculate it is, but I suppose you need to get out on a course with, you know, actual holes and everything. And
yeah. You know, the practice facility, this is the second year it's been open. Just opened really, I guess, 1 year. We're in our second year, and last year we ran into some problems where our guys need to play a little more. If they like to practice too much at our facility, we need to get them out for that and get them out here and play. So that's a good problem to have. But, our facility is great on campus, but for golf courses, this is pretty special.
You've had a very active summer. Is this a normal amount of golf activity for you? You're playing out in Oregon. You played in Wisconsin. You're headed to the PGA. Congratulations to that on that as well. What you usually have on your calendar?
It varies from year to year. The better I play, the more events I qualify for and have an opportunity to play in. But some years back in the past, I played 9 PGA Tour events in some seasons when I was coaching, and 8 and 7 based on my wins at the National Professional Championship. So I played a lot those years. Those were like 05, 10, and 11, I think. In other years, I hadn't played very well, and I played 1 or 2 times. So it varies, but this year I've played, 4 tournaments, I think, all year. So it's about average for me. 5 or 6 is about the average, but obviously recruiting comes first, and holding down the program and getting ourselves set up for the fall is priority. But when there's time to go compete and kind of separate ourselves from other programs by the coach still playing and still competing, and it keeps me close to the game, it keeps me learning the game, keeps me competitive, and helps my coaching a lot. I mean, just this summer I experienced some situations that will help me coach that if I wouldn't have experienced those and keep learning about the game, I may not be able to answer some questions or relate to my guys as well.
Could you share what some of those situations were?
Well, at the National Professional Championship out in Oregon, I had a chance to win and hadn't been in that position for a couple of years. And when you come down the stretch, you're feeling some nerves and feeling some anxiety you're not used to. Now I can relate to my guys who are going through that themselves instead of remembering what it was like 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago, whatever, and losing feel for it. I just experienced it 2 months ago. And so I think I can, there's tricks and there's things you can do to alleviate the stress and go back to your routine. And there's tactical maneuvers you can do to help you handle the stress. And I handled it well at times that week, but I handled it poorly sometimes too. And I think doing it and experiencing it really helps you relate to the kids a lot better.
When you were out playing in Oregon, when you were in contention there, it was back and forth. You had an opportunity to win. Some of your guys were tweeting about you, and they're watching on TV. They're enjoying watching it. What's it like for those guys, or for you, for a coach to have your guys supporting you like that, and then going back and having those conversations with them and talking about what you went through and what they might have just gone through at the NCAA championships?
It's great, Marcus. It's kind of a cool relationship because it's a competitive team, a competitive atmosphere that we have in everything we do, and everybody's involved. Not just the coach sitting there barking out orders. I'm actually living it and actually failing and succeeding in my own stuff in the summers, and I want them to aspire to succeed too. So we're sharing the same experiences. And like today, Dylan Meyer's back on campus, and And he just, says, congrats and watches how I play and thinks it's pretty neat. I went to the John Deere and followed him for 2 days, and I said the same thing to him. And so it's kind of a neat player-coach relationship that you're both experiencing kind of the same things for a couple months of the year. And it's cool when they share in the success and they feel pride and feel good about, people on their team, their coach, playing well and having some success, just the way I feel happy about them.
If you have any tips on how to control all those nerves and how to perform under pressure, just feel free to pass that on. Because I've experienced that more than once in life, not just, when I'm trying to play golf, but I think we've all been in those pressure moments.
What does this say about your game, though? I mean, you talk to athletes of all basketball players, football players. I'm talking about guys at the highest level in the NBA, NFL, MLB, and golf is a game where they just can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it about your sport that is so frustrating for people, and does it give you a sense of pride to say, I can play this game, and you, super athlete, can't do this?
Well, it seems easy. It seems like you can go out and just whack it and chase it around, but when you try to do it, it's so precise, and you have to have such a clear head, and you can't fight yourself, like you were saying. You can't get nervous, and you can't doubt yourself, and the margin for error is so small, yet it doesn't appear that way in the outset. But it's an addicting sport because it's something you can play your whole life. You can compete at it your whole life with your friends or with people you don't know or in tournaments, and guys who are professional athletes who have lived on competitiveness and pushing themselves every day, they can continue to do that the rest of their lives, so they get hooked on it. Steph Curry is a great golfer. He loves it, and he's something he's going to do the rest of his life, and Tony Romo and all these guys. So I can go on and on about it, but I think it's just a great game. It's once you play it and really dive into it, you realize how much of an athletic experience or athletic sport it really is. Maybe not between shots. Mentally it is, and emotionally, but actually hitting the golf shot takes a lot of strength and speed and stamina, and it wears your body down, and for a split second there, the impact on your body is just as strong as any other sport. It just happens so quickly, but it's very addicting. It's something that most of my players I've had for my tenure here at Illinois have all been pretty good athletes, and they've played other sports, and I think that lends itself well to being a good golfer, and most good golfers have played other sports, so it relates. But it's just a fun thing to be a part of, and it's something you can compete in and just kind of satisfy your urge to compete.
Well, the other beautiful part of the game is the course itself. It's almost always in a really nice setting. I think there's two sports where you think about the setting's kind of important. Baseball, even though the diamond's the same, you think about the park and the intricate, what a nice setting it is. And then golf, you're out in nature, you're experiencing something really pretty. I think, I don't know if you have a chance to take in a course when you're in the middle of playing.
Oh, you do.
And go, wow, this is really pretty, but I got to go back at this.
No, you do. And you try to put it in perspective that way. If you grind all day long, it's a long, long day. But that's what's kind of not confusing, but the game has kind of leveled off the last 10 or 12 years nationally in participation. And I think society is changing, and people's demands and family and jobs are changing. And the game does take 4 hours to play 18 holes. I've always wondered what it would be like to have 9-hole rounds and play 4 9-hole rounds in a professional event. I mean, more like a sprint, mm-hmm. Type of championship than 18 holes. Because it's, in tournaments that on the tour and even the best professional events in the world, it's an average of 5 hours to play. And it's so much money and so much pressure. And people just slow down and try so hard. And the courses are so much more difficult. It takes so long. But you're right, it's such a fun game to play, and it's a place you can relax and enjoy the evenings and the atmosphere, but it just takes a little too long to play right now.
So you'll be in the PGA Championship coming up August 7th through the 13th at Quail Hollow Club out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Congratulations on qualifying for that. What is your preparation now? We're a little more than a week mm-hmm. out, right? So what are you doing in these coming days, and what will success be for you out there?
That's a good question. This will be my 13th major championship I've played in. I played my 10th PGA, which is kind of hard to believe that I've been doing it this long and they've accumulated like that. But I want to go compete. I want to have a good showing. To be able to expect to win and beat Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Henrik Stenson, those guys, maybe a far-fetched tale, but you like to maybe believe you can and believe you can do well. But I just want to play well, make the cut, maybe play deep into the weekend. I got to fight some, my own little demons and little old, nuances and nerves that I have to fight because I haven't played as much. And my confidence mentally, I have to do a lot of work between now and then, visualizing and preparing myself. But physically, I'm playing pretty well. I need to keep doing that and kind of let my body, you know, get in the groove of training. But I have some recruiting to do, and I have some other things to do in the next week and a half that's going to stall me out from practicing. So I need to do some mental imagery, which is very important. But, you know, the experience of going down and playing in a major is going to help everything I do, my coaching. I'm going to see Thomas Peters. We'll play some practice rounds with Thomas and Stricker, and that'll be fun to see where the best players in the world are so that I can help my guys when I get back get to that level themselves.
I imagine there's, by and large, most guys can make the shots that are needed. Is it more of a mental game then when you get to that level?
Yes, and that's most of those guys out there. The difference in their physical game is very minute. They can all hit the shots. The closer you get to the hole, the better players in the world usually thrive and get better, and their misses aren't as bad. Their great shots are just as good. Everybody's just as good, but the margin for error, the closer you get to the hole, the better players do that and succeed, and that's something that I'm going to have to pay attention to if I'm going to expect to compete. Because obviously I don't play full time, but you know, this is no different than somebody, you know, watching baseball and going out and being able to play four major league baseball games in a row some weekend, or go play a NFL football game. If you love football, it's just, I got an opportunity to go play with the best players in the world for a week and compete and have some success and maybe rekindle those old thoughts that I had when I played on the PGA Tour back in the 90s.
Mike Small here with us. He's head coach of U of I men's golf team.
It's been a fantastic summer for you, but not only for you, but your players, your former players. You mentioned a couple right there. Your current players playing in some pro events too. How much fun is it for you to sit back and watch those guys have some success and progress in their own careers?
Oh, it is fun, and it's sometimes it's nerve-wracking because you want them to do so well. Thomas Peters and Thomas Dietrich are playing great in Europe. Thomas Dietrich graduated over a year ago, and he's finished runner-up and a couple thirds in the European Tour, and he's top 150 in the world already, and we all know about Thomas Peters. But, you know, Brian Campbell's played the whole year on the PGA Tour, and he made $100,000+ at John Deere last week and had a good event. And, you know, Luke Guthrie and Scott Langley are working their way back to the Tour. You know, they've had a great career so far, a young career. And to be able to watch my current players play in the John Deere Classic a week and a half ago is really cool. And to see them get a taste of what they want to do the rest of their life and share, you know, talk to them afterwards. And we'll talk more about that this fall. And that's why I coach. You know, I quit playing full time and wanted to start something here and be a part of these guys' lives and careers and to help them go on and do bigger and better things than I ever did.
What do they need to do in the next see, Dylan will – pardon me, I'm forgetting. He's going to be a junior?
No, Dylan and Nick are going to be seniors.
They're going to be seniors. Okay, what do they need in the next to do this next year to be ready for –
Well, continue the progression they're in, and yeah, Don't look too far ahead. Don't start planning out their professional career when they have a year left of school and amateur golf, because the better they play this next year – you know, right now Dylan's third in the amateur world golf rankings. I mean, the third best amateur in the world, you know, on the paper, it's not really hard to go any better than that, but your game has to get better. He needs to address some short game and some wedge shot issues, but also some emotional maturity and some mental maturity, and just keep growing as a person and a player. And he has the ability to play golf the next level, but there's no guarantees. Nick the same way. You know, Nick's like 15th in the world. So I got two players in the top, you know, a couple dozen players in the world, And there's no guarantee they can play at the next level, but they sure have shown they have the right to try. And last year we graduated Charlie Danielson and Thomas Dietrich, who were number 4 and number 8 in the world at the time, amateur golf rankings, when they turned pro. So our job at Illinois is to get those guys as close to ready as we can with the time we have with them and cut their learning curve once they turn pro. If we can teach them some of the stuff that normal pros learn when they turn professional and have that learning curve in there, if we can address those things while they're in school, they're farther ahead of the curve when they turn pro. And that's kind of what we can continue to do with Nick and Dylan this year is treat them like pros and treat them, you know, teach them how to practice and prepare and have their expectations match what a professional should be.
We're out here at Stone Creek, and you talked about this course. It's your home course for all intents and purposes. But what's your best score out here, and what gives you trouble out here when you play?
I haven't played out here much. Our guys play out here. I play all over town, obviously, and I don't play a lot of social golf anymore. I either play tournaments or I'm not playing at all. But I know when I first got the job here, there was a national event out here, and I shot 64, I think, in the third round. I finished second that week, and the course was firm and fast and great shape. But this course is designed for wind. It's designed for some tough conditions. The fairways are wide. Greens are pretty big. And when the greens get fast out here, this is a fun test to play. So driving is not a big deal out here. But you're, if they stick the pins in certain spots, this course can be difficult. But when the conditions come up, when our guys play out here, when it's windy and cold out, I love coming out here for our guys because it teaches them how to ball, you know, how to flight their golf ball and play in some adverse conditions.
You're talking about your guys, and you look at golfers. Dylan's not a big guy. Yeah, he's little. He's not built very well. Nick's different than that. He's a big, strong-looking athlete. How is it that a guy like Dylan can compete with a guy like Nick? Or you look on the tour, Dustin Johnson, 6'4", Rory McIlroy is 5'9". What is it that separates those guys or lets the little guys compete with the big guys?
Well, they may be little, but they're so fundamentally sound, and their golf swings are so good, and they compete. The size of your heart is more important in golf than the size of your arms or your legs. It's such a blue collar sport and a tough minded sport. And Dylan may be little in stature, but he's a heck of a competitor. And those guys know their games, the little guys, but the big guys do too. And you have to realize what your game is. And that's what's fun about coaching is that I coach everybody differently because they're all different. You don't teach one swing. You don't teach one way to play the game. There's 1,000 different ways to do it. And you help the kids find how they play their best golf. You know, Dylan has to hit fairways. He can't make a lot of mistakes. He can't overpower golf courses. He needs to be precise. Nick hits it a mile, one of the longest hitters there is, and a great putter. But he can play more aggressively at times, but he needs to get more in trouble. He gets in more trouble if he doesn't hit it as straight as Dylan. So they all have their strengths and weaknesses, but the best players limit their weaknesses, don't put themselves in positions where their weaknesses show up, and capitalize on their strengths. And, you know, there's more than one way to do this game. There's a thousand way to, you know, different ways to play.
You need to teach me.
It takes time. That's one thing about this game. It's a time intensive sport, and you talked about fixing your game and working on your nerves. It takes time and practice.
Yeah.
It's a repetitive sport. You just got to do it over and over and over.
And it sounds like mental imagery, visualization is a big part of success now for you. And is that something you incorporate with your players too?
Yeah. The better you get at this game, the harder it is to improve. I mean, the better you get, your margin to grow, to get a little better and a little better is harder to get. So you have to address it different ways. And mentally and emotionally is very huge. Huge when you get to a certain level as a player. And if you're a beginner or you're a weekend player, obviously the mental part is probably not as important as getting the golf ball in the air, knowing which way it's going to curve and working on your distances and physically. But once you get to a certain handicap, the more emotionally and mentally you are or stronger you are helps your game.
Mike, appreciate so much your time. I know it's summer, but you're extraordinarily busy getting ready for the PGA. We'll be watching and rooting you on, and excited, too, for what's to come in the next season. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Mike Small, head coach of the U of I men's golf team with us. We're at Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana, Addie's Bar and Grill. Stop by and visit, and we'll be back in a moment.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You save big money, you save big money when you shop Menards.
Get fired up for excellent savings during Menards Red Hot Sale. Spend more time this season enjoying your deck and less time maintaining it with UltraDeck. UltraDeck is low-maintenance composite decking and is a Menards exclusive product. It's as easy to work with as wood and installs with hidden fasteners. It's the ideal option for decks, porches, boardwalks, docks, and much more. It combines the durability of a composite material with the look of real wood. UltraDeck will not splinter, crack, or rot. Plus, you can use Menards' free design at center to see how your new deck will look and get a complete list of all the materials you'll need. Rustic is available in cedar, redwood, hickory, and gray colors. 8, 12, and 16-foot lengths are just $149 a linear foot after rebate. 20-foot lengths are also on sale now during Menards' Red Hot Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, preventive maintenance is the key to a healthy life of your vehicle, and Beaumont Alignment Plus in Champaign is standing by with a staff of highly trained mechanics to handle any issue you might have. Whether you need a tune-up, transmission service, engine or exhaust work, and of course alignments, Beaumont Alignment Plus is the place where you'll know and trust your mechanic. There are two locations for Beaumont Alignment Plus, 812 Denison Drive across from the Putt Zone, and 1202 West Bloomington Road next to Bob Simpson's Auto Town. That's Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois. ilnews.org.
Follow the crowd to the 165th Champaign County Fair. Time for some fun and games on the Midway. It's 4-H Day at the fair, and Motor Madness begins at 7. Visit champaigncountyfair.cc for complete lists of the week's events, times, and tickets.
Join me, Dave Ramsey, tonight on News Talk 1400 DWS.
Sports Talk brought to you in part by McClure Financial Group in Champaign. Scott Marcus with you. We are at Stone Creek Golf Club. I keep saying golf course. It is a golf course, but officially it's a golf club, right, Tom Simoniak?
That's correct. Stone Creek Golf Club.
Tom is general manager here, and you've been great hosts here. I really like this course. What have you enjoyed about this course, this club, since you took over?
Yeah, you know, I've been here about 5 years now. I was in our golf professional role for my first 4 years here at the club, and just a great facility. You know, Mr. Atkins had a great vision for what Stone Creek was going to be, and the golf course, you know, I know you talked with Becky a little bit about it and Coach Small. You know, it's a great condition golf course. It's a fun golf course to play. And with the addition of Addie's Bar and Grill here, almost about 4 years now, we really got a complete facility.
Well, Marcus has known Becky for a long time. We talked to her earlier in the program, but what enticed you to bring her over here?
Yeah, you know, obviously she's a very experienced golf professional, but her personality is dynamic. You know, people walk into the club and into the golf shop here, and she just makes you feel comfortable and at home. And, you know, I think that's one of our goals here at Stone Creek is we want to build a, you know, kind of a culture of, you know, this is kind of your home away from home. Yes, we are a public golf course, but we want to provide certainly a family and friendly atmosphere. And Becky brings that, you know, to the table every day for us. So
I could attest to that because I met her for the first time yesterday, and she talked to me like I'd been her friend for 20 years.
Yep. And that's how our, you know, our customers and our members and our guests feel every time they walk in here. So it's great to have her on board here at Stone Creek.
Not only Becky, but you've got also in the pro shop there, you got some other folks out there helping out, teaching golf, giving lessons, and helping people out, you know, pick out, you know, do club fitting and all that stuff too.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek Roth's been here about 3 years now as our assistant golf professional, and you know, he's done a great job for us. He enjoys certainly the teaching aspect and the club fitting aspect, so he's a great resource for us here. And you know, Perry Green's our course superintendent, but Perry's been here from day one. When the golf course was grown in and back in 1999, Perry was here. And that consistency on our staff, you know, is really what, you know, I think sets us apart in terms of the conditions of the golf course. Those, you know, Perry and Carl, his mechanic, has been here from day one. They know the golf course well, and that consistency, you know, shows, I think, in the quality and the condition of our golf course year in and year out.
And we are sitting in Addie's Bar and Grill, which has been here a few years now, and I'm looking around at the folks that are in here, and it's clear some of them just weren't out on the golf course. They're here just to have some good eats and drinks. What's been going on at Addie's?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a casual kind of sports bar environment, and, you know, we welcome golfers and non-golfers alike. And, you know, I think, again, kind of like we were talking about with Becky and, you know, the environment we want to create here at Stone Creek, I think Addie's does that as well. You know, Addie's is the nickname for Mr. Atkins. And, you know, I unfortunately never got to meet him. But, you know, the stories I've heard about, you know, how he made people feel, you know, when you met him and talked to him is kind of what we want to create here in Addie's, and create that atmosphere of, you know, kind of friendliness and warm environment. And, you know, it's been a great 3 years here and moving on to four in Addie's, and we're looking forward to more, you know, great things and great events here in the restaurant.
How's the activity been out here in recent years with people playing a lot of golf out here at Stone Creek, taking advantage of this awesome course that's out here?
Yeah, it's been pretty steady. You know, certainly we're trying to do everything we can to grow the game. And, you know, Becky doing junior camps, I know she talked a little bit about, you know, the importance of junior golf. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying to, you know, constantly, you know, as a staff and as a team, you know, we try to drive ourselves to come up with new and fresh ideas. You know, within Addie's, we've done some comedy shows. When we think back to, you know, this past winter and spring, and tomorrow night we'll actually be hosting a concert on the range. It's in collaboration with the law enforcement golf outing that we're hosting during the day tomorrow. But we've got Nickel and Dimes Band coming out here tomorrow night. So, you know, we're always trying to, you know, obviously golf's a big piece of what we do, but we're looking for, you know, other things and, you know, other reasons for people to come out and see us. So, you know, we're excited about the concert on the range tomorrow night. Our Addie's Comedy Club will kind of kick back off when we get back into fall. We've got a comedian by the name of Tom Clark that'll be visiting us here in October. So we'll have some comedy shows here, and we're excited about that.
You've been great host, Tom. Appreciate it. By the way, Nickel and Dimes was the group that performed during the fireworks celebration, the freedom celebration for the county out west of Memorial Stadium on July 4th. So if you heard them and liked them, you get to hear them again if you want to come out for that tomorrow night. Tom, we're running up on the clock here, but we appreciate so much your time. You've been a great host.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for coming out. Thanks,
Tom
Marcus.
Simoniak, general manager at Stone Creek Golf Club. We're back in a flash.
Hello, I'm Dan Holder from Holder Wealth Management. The financial planning process encompasses not only management of investments, but also retirement planning, estate and gift planning, and income tax planning. You've probably heard or seen promotions from individuals advertising as financial planners, but many of these individuals are only focused on money management or selling insurance products. We at Holder Wealth Management are not only investment advisors, we are also licensed attorneys and CPAs with over 42 years of combined experience in the financial planning process. Whatever your objective is, be it retirement, estate and gift planning, business succession planning, income tax planning, or even planning for higher education costs of a child or grandchild, we can assist you in structuring a comprehensive financial plan that will meet your goals. Please contact us at 217-398-4015 for a free consultation.
It's your last chance for sensational savings at the grand opening of the newly remodeled Champaign Ashley Home Store. Save up to 20% and more on all furniture, mattresses, and all accessories. Plus, enter to win $1,500 off your purchase. Plus, interest-free financing and free delivery. See and save at the grand opening of the newly remodeled Champaign Ashley Home Store. Only days to save at your Champaign Ashley Home Store. 602 West Anthony Drive, off I-74 between Prospect and Neal.
Don't be left in the pits when the green flag drops. Get your car race ready at the greatest spectacle in service. Warden Martin Buick GMC. Our automotive experts know your vehicle better than anyone. Tire rotations, oil changes, brake fluid replacement. We do it all. Warden Martin Buick GMC has you covered. So why go anywhere else? Warden Martin Buick GMC. We're with you along the way.
Marcus, in case you missed it, if the next time you're playing baseball and the umpire tells you to get back into the on-deck circle.
I'm going to bring it with me.
Yeah, that gets you thrown out. That's what happened to Adrian Beltre of the Rangers. The umpire said stand in the on-deck circle. Beltre didn't want to stand where it was, so he pulled the on-deck circle to where he was. The umpire took exception.
Maybe
to
I want the rest of the day off, and I'll just do that.
Yeah. It was kind of bogus in my mind.
It was. It's a blowout game. It's the eighth inning. No one's there to see you, dude.
Yeah. That's a future Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famers. Guys approaching 3,000 hits. Just leave them alone.
All right. Hey, Marcus, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks to all the folks here at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana. Come out and check it out. Good eats, good golf, good scenery. We'll be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Sports Talk, News Talk 1400, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, a News Gazette media station. Time at the tone will be 6 o'clock. Have a good evening, everybody.